Growing up, every night, around 8 p.m., we'd all be called into the living room, and we would pray a family rosary together. Now, as a child, there were many times, if not all, that I did not want to do this. But I had no choice in the matter. But now as I've gotten older, I'm thankful that we did. Because it not only taught me about the importance of the rosary, but it also taught me about the importance of family prayer. You know, as that somewhat cheesy but true saying goes, a family that prays together stays together. If our families are not praying together as our children are young, we can't expect our children to pray as a family when they get older. Now, you can also set up a prayer corner or a little home altar in your room for your prayers. It makes the environment a little easier to pray, and your family can gather around it in prayer. We had this in my living room growing up, and we even, during the rosary, we had a little home incense burner. We'd burn incense during the rosary. It obviously takes effort to pray together with someone else. And, you know, it might seem a little awkward at first, but that's okay. You'll grow into it. And soon, if we make it a daily habit, we'll not be able to imagine our life without it. No matter what we do, our faith must be present in our home life. If you're not used to praying daily, well, okay, start small. Start with praying three Hail Marys. That's not nothing. It's the beginning of a beautiful relationship with God and His Holy Mother. Only then will we be willing to slowly bring it out into other aspects of our life, be evangelizers to others.